If you have a child at school, you'd hope they're learning something every day. But some experts believe that Australian schools have no way of measuring whether or not that's actually the case. Now it's hoped a new Australian Evidence Institute will change that, as Natasha Robinson reports.
It's a school day at Casuarina Street Primary in Katherine in the Northern Territory, and student researchers are quizzing their classmates.
Do you get feedback regularly and how does it help you?
It helps me because I can improve on what I'm struggling with and what I need to achieve.
These students have been given the special job of asking their classmates how their lessons measure up. Casuarina Street Primary is one of four Australian schools working with an organisation called Evidence for Learning, a research body which aims to measure the effectiveness of classroom interventions.
Well, evidence is at the heart of all great professions.
Matt Deeble is the CEO of Evidence for Learning.
Well, we have lots of experience of schools getting great outcomes and pockets of schools that are really clear about the reasons why they're achieving those outcomes. What we don't have at the moment is a really effective system for moving that knowledge around between schools or for a whole system to learn better about the approaches that are more effective.
The plan for an evidence institute comes after a decade of fundamental change in teaching methods, but no reliable data on the effectiveness of those methods. It's based on a model developed by the Education Endowment Foundation in the United Kingdom, which the Australian government is now planning to roll out nationally. Kevin Collins is CEO of the UK Foundation. For the past 7 years, the foundation has been conducting experiments on teaching interventions, with one group of children receiving the intervention and a control group receiving ordinary lessons.
We took the 10 most popular things done in England schools, programmes that they bought, and we tested them all. And what we found was that about one in five of them actually do make the difference, and they're worth spending your money on, and they make a big difference. About three in five don't make much difference at all. So schools are busy wasting time and money on things that don't make a big difference. And then the final one in five, they actually were harmful.
Kevin Collins addressed the Gonski Review's panel when he travelled to Australia late last year, and the UK model was a central recommendation of the Gonski report.
So one of the issues for Australia is particularly, we know that there's a growing inequality gap, and we know that the issue is that although Australia has invested heavily in its education system, the gap's not narrowing, and that's a challenge.
The federal government is currently negotiating with the states on how an Australian Evidence Institute would be funded.
Natasha Robinson.